Model Context Protocol, Real-World Adoption and Security Moves. The Model Context Protocol, MCP, is rapidly becoming the backbone for AI tool integrations, with recent updates reflecting both maturation and real-world deployment. In practical terms, MCP orchestrates how large language models, LLMs, securely interact with external tools and APIs. For example, when a user asks Cursor, a developer-focused AI assistant, to show my open PRs, the system doesn't just pass the query to an LLM, it first bundles the prompt, relevant code snippets, and system metadata, sending this package to a cloud model via MCP. Once the model identifies that real-time data is needed, it calls on the appropriate GitHub API, using stored credentials in a secure, protocol-standardized manner. MCP's influence is expanding beyond developer tools. Anthropic's decision to open source MCP in late 2024 jump-started its adoption as a standard for tool interoperability. The recent 2025 o3.26 update brought OAuth 2.1 authorization and introduced a streamable HTTP transport, simplifying secure integration. Claude's new integrations feature now allows users to connect MCP tools directly in web chat, though for now, only on premium plans and with a limited set of partners. Under the hood, an MCP server is simply an endpoint exposing functions and metadata for LLMs to discover and invoke, standardizing what was once a fragmented and ad hoc process. Security and interoperability are being further addressed by projects like MCPO, which acts as a proxy to expose any MCP tool as an OpenAPI compatible HTTP server. This bridges the gap between MCP, which often operates over insecure raw studio, and the broader ecosystem of tools that expect RESTful APIs with authentication, documentation, and error handling. With MCPO, developers can instantly make MCP tools available to LLM agents and apps, no glue code required, and with industry standard security baked in. Open source LLMs pushing the context frontier. The open source LLM ecosystem is in a state of rapid innovation, particularly around context window length, a key capability for advanced reasoning and agentic behavior. Minimax M1, recently released under Apache 2.0, claims a new benchmark, a 1 million token input and 80,000 token output, eclipsing previous public models. This scale enables complex multi-step workflows and persistent memory, vital for agentic applications where the model must reason over large codebases, documents, or conversations. Notably, Minimax M1 was trained with reinforcement learning at a reported cost of $534,700, a remarkable figure if accurate, given the scale and capabilities advertised. Still, claims of state-of-the-art agentic use warrant careful scrutiny. While the coding demos are impressive and the long context window is a genuine technical achievement, real-world performance will depend on how well the model maintains accuracy and relevance over such extended sequences. The technology report provides some details, but as with all open LLMs, the community will need to rigorously benchmark Minimax M1 in diverse, demanding scenarios before declaring it a new standard. Elsewhere, the open source community continues to innovate on deployment. For example, MNN Chat enables running Alibaba's Qwen 30B models locally on Android devices, a feat unthinkable only a year ago, even if quantization and resource constraints still limit performance. The trend is unmistakable. Models are getting both bigger and more accessible, with context length and device diversity rapidly expanding. Robotics and optimization modular toolkits and foundation models. Robotics research is benefiting from a surge in open source, modular toolkits, and powerful foundation models. NVIDIA's GRT N1.5-3B, part of the Isaac Robotics platform, is a multimodal model for generalized humanoid robot reasoning and manipulation. Built on vision, language, and action transformers, GR0T N1.5-3B is designed for cross-embodiment tasks, meaning it can adapt to different robot bodies and environments. Key architectural features include flow-matching transformers, which enable efficient modeling of action sequences conditioned on sensory input and instructions. The model is offered for both commercial and research use, with strong support for customization and further training. Complementing these foundation models, toolkits like Pyroki offer researchers a Python-native, JAX-powered library for kinematic optimization. Pyroki supports differentiable robot kinematics from URDF files, automatic collision primitive generation, and optimization on manifolds via Levenberg-Marquardt solvers. While it currently lacks sampling-based motion planners and may lag behind specialized collision-heavy solvers in speed, its modular, auto-diff-friendly design makes it attractive for rapid prototyping and algorithm development. The convergence of large, adaptable models like GRTN1.53B and flexible optimization toolkits is accelerating the pace of robotics research. Developers can now combine deep learning-based reasoning with precise differentiable control, enabling robots to perform more complex, context-aware tasks with less manual tuning. Speech, language, and automation whisper, TTS, and translation tools. Speech and language automation remain hotbeds of both practical engineering and open-source creativity. OpenAI's Whisper Large V3, now available through Hugging Face Transformers, brings incremental improvements in automatic speech recognition, ASR, and translation. With 1 million hours of weekly labeled and 4 million hours of pseudo-labeled audio, Large V3 shows a 10 to 20% error reduction over its predecessor, especially in low-resource languages. The model supports 128 MEL frequency bins, up from 80, and adds a token for Cantonese, reflecting a continued focus on global accessibility. The ecosystem around Whisper is flourishing. One user reports successfully building a fully local stack combining Whisper and Pianote for diarization, transcription, and summarization on GPU, replacing proprietary services like Otter. While the details are sparse due to deleted posts, this signals a growing confidence in open-source ASR for privacy-sensitive and offline workflows. Automation isn't limited to speech. The ECNA AI podcast generator demonstrates end-to-end pipeline automation for content creation. Given a topic and guidance, it collects sources via web scraping and document parsing, compiles scripts, generates TTS audio using Orpheus TTS, and even builds report papers and YouTube descriptions. In a recent example, the tool processed 173 sources and generated a polished 18.5-minute podcast video in roughly 2 hours, with some manual TTS cleanup for quality. Installers and Docker support are in progress, reflecting the challenges of packaging such complex workflows for broader use. Translation is also seeing hands-on innovation. A newly released Python tool automates the translation of large PDFs using LLMs, performing OCR and then sending each page to a user-configurable LLM endpoint. By supporting local models and customizable prompts, it empowers users to handle specialized or sensitive documents outside cloud services. Hardware, performance, and developer workflow choices. LLM development is driving a new wave of hardware and workflow decisions among engineers and hobbyists, as models like Llama 3 and Qwen 3 8B14B parameters become standard fare. Choosing the right setup for pre-training, fine-tuning, and inference is more complex than ever. One developer weighs options: Apple's new Mac Mini M4 Pro 24GB RAM, a MacBook Air M4, 16GB, or a custom PC with a 5060 Ti GPU and 32GB RAM, complemented by Colab Pro for heavy training workloads. The key consideration is balancing local experimentation, especially with quantized or small models, against the cloud scalability for larger jobs. Notably, high-end enterprise GPUs like the A5000 remain out of reach for personal projects, underscoring the democratization and limitations of LLM tinkering. Inference speed remains a bottleneck, as highlighted by a user struggling with slow Mistral 7B inference, 31 seconds per chunk, on an RTX 3070. While the post was deleted before solutions emerged, the issue is familiar. Memory bandwidth, quantization, and optimized libraries all play crucial roles, and the open source community continues to share tips for squeezing more performance from consumer hardware. For software delivery, tools like PhenoSync offer self-hosted APIs for automatic app updates, supporting both background and on-demand updates and integrating with S3-compatible storage. PhenoSync is a reminder that automation and version management remain essential in the era of rapidly evolving AI applications. Cybersecurity and the reality check on AI hype. The proliferation of AI-powered and vibe-coded apps is creating a cybersecurity skills gap. As rapid prototyping and prompt engineering drive faster releases, security is often an afterthought. This trend is fueling demand for cybersecurity professionals who will be tasked with retrofitting security into applications that were not designed with robust threat models in mind. The post highlights a growing industry sentiment. Cybersecurity guys are going to have to fix all security issues in these apps that are shipped daily, since the people who develop them don't even consider security requirements. Skepticism toward AI hype is also on the rise, particularly in scientific research. A physicist recounts attempts to use AI, specifically PINs, physics-informed neural networks, to solve partial differential equations in plasma physics. Despite widespread claims of AI's superiority, direct comparisons with state-of-the-art numerical methods revealed that whatever narrowly defined advantage AI had usually disappeared under rigorous testing. The broader lesson: while AI holds promise, its impact is more incremental than revolutionary in many domains, and overblown claims can mislead both researchers and funders. Finally, the specter of AI-driven disaster looms in public discourse. Historical analogies, railway and aviation disasters years after their respective technologies' debuts, are used to warn that the first mass casualty AI incident is likely a matter of when, not if. Scenarios range from chatbots encouraging self-harm to flawed AI-generated policy decisions, with the underlying caution that language models, while not yet autonomous agents, can still amplify harm if not carefully managed. Research frontiers: quantum engines and theoretical advances. On the research frontier, quantum thermodynamics continues to push conceptual boundaries. A new paper investigates a 100-particle quantum heat engine based on the long-range Ising chain, analyzing how criticality affects efficiency. By modeling an idealized autocycle, the study explores how system size, interaction range, and reservoir temperatures impact engine and refrigerator modes, revealing behaviors distinct from classical thermodynamics. The results suggest that quantum criticality can, under certain conditions, enhance engine performance, offering insights for the ongoing miniaturization of energy conversion devices. In mathematics, progress continues on abstract categorical correspondences. The latest work extends Auslander correspondence, a foundational result in representation theory, to exact differential graded DG categories whose zero homology category is zero Auslander in the sense of Gorsky-Nakaoka-Palou. The formalism involves intricate relationships between DG categories, triangulated structures, and derived categories, providing new tools for algebraists working at the interface of homological algebra and category theory. Finally, technical advances in LLM training infrastructure are being codified and released. DeepSeek's dual pipe algorithm introduces bidirectional pipeline parallelism for PyTorch, achieving full overlap of forward and backward computation communication phases and reducing inefficiencies, pipeline bubbles, common in large-scale distributed training. Dual pipe V, a variant derived from this schedule, further streamlines execution. These innovations, while technical, are crucial for training the next generation of massive, context-rich models without prohibitive hardware costs.